This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Oh, and you are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. In the first hour, we are going to do a lot of focusing on resource stocks, and more specifically, the resource stocks that are catching our eye. I know it seems like a tough sector to be paying attention to right now, but as you're going to hear from at least my first two guests, there are some nice deals being done, some nice work being done that deserves the attention of investors, especially those investors like I know myself and a lot of our audience that are very active in this sector. I am kicking off today with Adrian Day. He is the president of Adrian Day Asset Management. And Adrian, as I said, prices in terms of the resources really haven't moved. They've actually been still in their downtrend, but we've seen some good drill results and some good transactions. Let's first start off with Evrim Resources, a stock that you follow closely. They just announced that Newmont Mining made a strategic investment in the company, buying almost 5 million shares. This brings up Evrim's cash position. It also provides a very nice, I guess you can say, validation of what they have been doing when you see a major come on board. Take us through what you like about Evrim and why this news is significant.
Yes, well, first of all, hello, Curry. Thank you for having me on. Evrim, to me, is certainly among my very favorite junior exploration companies or exploration companies. Very interestingly, Evrim is a prospect generator. They've got several projects, several people working on them. Antofagasta has just finished a drill program up at Axe in British Columbia, a gold copper porphyry, for example. So they've got several projects that partners are working on, earning into, and so on. But the big news recently was some trenching results that they had from a property called Quale, which is in near Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. Only trenching, but staggering results, like 30 grams on 120 meters. So this really got the market's attention. And Newmont has come in, as you said, it's 6% dilution. So the dilution is not that extreme at all. They paid a premium, $1.50 with no warrant, when the price of the stock was at $1.06, $1.07. So a really healthy premium. Interestingly, they took a share of the company, and they don't have a share of the project. And I think, I can infer, that was at Evrim's insistence. So I think Evrim did a good job in not diluting the project, but they brought in a really good partner because this is a high sulfidation system. And Newmont, I mean, if you were to pick who knows the most about high sulfidation systems, you would pick Newmont. And they'd set up a joint technical committee, which, again, is very, very significant because, again, Newmont has no ownership interest or any other rights to the project. And yet they are agreeing to sit on this joint technical committee, offering Evrim their expertise, but Evrim retains, you know, the control over the program. So I think this is a fabulous win for Evrim. You couldn't really ask for anything else. And they've now got a little over $12 million in the balance sheet, cash they had, exercise of warrants, and now the money from Newmont, which will enable them to really push the Quale project independently, for a while without bringing in a partner. So very nice deal. And the stock's at about $1.30 right now. And in fact, we are still $1.29 by 30. If you don't own it, I would still buy it. Just to wrap up, they're doing additional trenching, geophysics, magnetics, soil sampling, and so on. That'll all be released over the next few weeks, and then they hope to be drilling in the middle of October. And of course, drilling is the truth machine, as they say. But that'll be the big test.
Okay, so a couple important things there. Obviously getting some nice results in terms of exploration, but also having a good strategic partner that has taken stock in the company and having cash in the bank, all very important.
Can I just very quickly, sorry, because, you know, you threw me and I wasn't right on top of it. It's 13.6 grams per ton over the 100-plus meters, but it's 13.6 grams per ton, and it was continuous. That's very important. It wasn't sort of nuggety. It was continuous gold throughout that whole 106 meters.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Corey. I wanted to correct that.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate that correction, and that is just a mind-blowing exploration result. Hopefully they can follow up with some more very positive results. Let's also talk about some transactions that have been underway. We're going to start with the smaller one, and that is Metalla Royalty and Streaming, one company that I have also had on the show before, bought a 2% NSR, net smelter royalty, on a property from Go Gold. There's a lot of nuances with this deal, but again, Metalla is a company that has impressed me with how they've been able to follow through on their strategy of buying these smaller royalties and streams and producing some pretty nice cash flow for their shareholders. What are some of the nuances that you saw in this deal?
Well, absolutely. First of all, on Metalla itself, you're absolutely right. Very, very impressive. They've been in business now, what, a year? And we've already got four producing royalties and a portfolio of about 16 streams and royalties that are non-producing. So they've done a fabulous job. And as you say, they are typically going under the radar, looking at things that are perhaps too small for some of the larger players. But building a very, very nice company. And typically, they raise money in the market. They raise money in the market when they have a new royalty they want to buy. And that's also a nice way, because it means they're not constantly diluting shareholders, raising money. They only raise money when they have something to buy. And to emphasize the point you made about the cash flow they're getting and so on, they instituted a dividend. I'm not sure, but I thought it was a good idea myself, because obviously in a growing stage, they need cash themselves. But it really validates the success that the company's had. This is a 2.5% dividend yield. So this is nothing to sneeze at. And it comes straight out of free cash flow. So they've done a great, great job. Now, this new royalty that they just bought, it's a 2% royalty, as you said, on Santa Gertrudis, which is a property that Go Gold sold to Agnico Eagle. Agnico is doing some exploration on the project. Go Gold retained a 2% royalty. It's a little bit complicated because, number one, Go Gold has the right to buy back 1% on certain terms, and Metalla is fully expecting that if the exploration is a success and if the project moves towards production, they're fully expecting Go Gold will, in fact, buy it back.
Hey, Adrian, some interesting comments on some news that has been positive for the sector. I know, in general, resource stocks have been very much unloved, but it is encouraging to see some good companies cashed up and still continuing to do some work that is moving their projects forward. Hopefully we get a little more support from the resource price, but in the meantime, I think it's important to continue to focus on the companies that are making stuff happen. Adrian, great chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back to continue to talk about some drill results that came out over the past couple weeks in case anybody has missed them.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting in this segment with John Kaiser. He is the founder of Kaiser Research. And John, let's talk about a few major stories, or at least significant stories, in the resource sector. And one way of people or investors finding these stories, it's actually a new feature that you have been working on in your website, and that is an overview, taking Google Earth or Google Maps and defining where all these projects are around the world, plus a nice feature that runs down the most recent news releases for investors trying to stay on top of news. Can you just give us a quick little overview of why you developed this for your website and what maybe subscribers and even those who aren't subscribed can find?
Well, Kaiser Research Online, its primary purpose is to be an information portal for Australian and Canadian listed resource companies, with particular emphasis on the resource juniors. And so there's a couple thousand of these companies, and they each have a couple projects. So there's 4,000 projects. And one of the frustrations I've had is, yeah, I do this importing all the time. And how do I, however, see when something important has happened? And obviously, if a company is flatlining and they're waiting till results, and then today they announce that they have these whatever wonderful results, as we saw a couple of weeks ago when Great Bear Resources put out those very high-grade results from the Dixie project in the Red Lake area, the stock will pop up. And you say, oh, I missed it was the day before. But, you know, if you bought the day before, you probably get investigated for possible inside information trading ahead of good news. And maybe you just got lucky. But odds are you probably wouldn't buy it for any particular reason. But many stories, especially in this very depressed market, if they come up with good news, they will move. But they will not move as much as they would in a really strong bull market. So even seeing the move and then being able to quickly assess what's going on, is there a lot more running room? So a device that I created on the website, on the homepage, you'll see the news releases for the current week. It has all the news releases in the current week. I usually post them around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can see the charts, the short-term chart, the long-term chart, and then you can click on it. And you have to, of course, be a subscriber to read the news release. But the new thing that I added was I embedded Google Earth Maps, which shows the flagship project of the company that has a news release. And when you click on the little white icon for that day's news release, you can immediately see what is the project, net interest. You can also see another version of the chart. And you can link into my profile or the free snapshot. And this is now my new tool to just regularly go here, look at this, to try and catch breaking stories so that I don't find out about them a week later. So this is a major new thing that I've done for the website. You can have your favorite Golden Triangle area, Pilbara, whatever, even a country. It'll show all the projects in there. It's a new way of tracking projects, developments in the exploration sector.
Yeah, John, I think you've done a good job of simplifying how people can follow along with the news, plus also helping everybody understand where these projects are. I highly recommend going to John's website, Kaiser Research Online, and checking out his new maps. If you have any questions how to get there, please just email me at fleck@kereport.com. But now, John, let's go over some of the news stories over the past couple weeks. You've already mentioned Great Bear. I had them on the show shortly after their results on August 22nd were released. Some of those headline numbers, for anybody that missed them, were 16, just over 16 meters of almost 27 grams per ton, and 7 meters of about 44.5 grams per ton. Pretty quickly after this, too, the company announced a $10 million private placement where Rob McEwen and McEwen Mining are involved up to, I believe, around 60%. How important is it in your eyes to see a company follow up on some solid drill results, albeit just 2 drill results, and raise money with some high-profile names?
The magic idea here is high grade. The market is not very keen about low-grade systems. And of course, with the way gold has been behaving, there's no reason to be overly excited about low-grade optionality type plays. The Red Lake system that Goldcorp now has was basically is thought to be a depleted deposit. And then back in 1999, 2000, Rob McEwen, through the company, Goldcorp's predecessor, ended up discovering extremely high-grade zone, which enabled this company to turn this semi-dead project into a 300,000-ounce high-grade, extremely profitable producer that has gone that is still going strong. So clearly, this part of the world has allowed the gold in these mesothermal veins to become very enriched. And the Dixie Lake project, it's about 10 kilometers to the southeast of the Red Lake district itself, and has had, a couple hundred holes drilled into it. And so you think, well, if there was anything super fantastic there, it would have been found by now. But again, they've reinterpreted the whole system and then drilled a target, and they end up hitting one of these hinge folds where I think it was like a couple hundred grams per ton over one or 2 meters within those broader intersections. And this is similar to what we see in the Red Lake system itself. So the question now is, okay, have they now found a dimension of the Dixie Lake project, which if they follow it, they will end up delivering very many high-grade ounces similar to what Goldcorp ended up doing. And so this stock, which after this financing has about 45 million shares out, it's bouncing around $1.75. It has to digest about 4 million warrants that expire in September between prices of sort of 20 and 70 cents. All those warrants, there's about 10 million warrants, they're all actually in the money. So at that price where it is now, the financing was done at $1.45. The project has a $100 million valuation. Now, if you end up having a 3 to 4 million ounce high grade system, slightly smaller version of the Red Lake deposit, your upside is staggering right now. So the project, this is why, Rob McEwen, who's very familiar with this type of story, was in there right away. He took about $4.8 million worth. McEwen Mining took $1.2 million. And I think IBK is trying to place the rest of that financing. So we've got a lead order from somebody who's familiar with this. It's in the backyard of the major discovery that turned him into a major force in the mining scene. And, yeah, this is this type of play you now need to look at.
All right, John, we are out of time for this segment, but I'm going to have you back on. Next segment, we're going to continue talking about companies that have released news in the last week or so that have been noteworthy, something to pay attention to, some bright lights, actually, for this otherwise depressed sector. Everybody, stay tuned. John and I are going to be right back.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on my conversation with John Kaiser, and in this segment, John and I are going to focus on a couple more stories that are catching the attention, or at least should be catching the attention of investors in the resource space. The first story I want to talk about, John, is Revival Gold. We will actually be getting a more comprehensive update from Revival Gold in segment four, but Revival did issue some drill results mid last week on Wednesday. The headline numbers of 1.38 grams per ton over 105 meters and 1.89 grams per ton over 70 meters. That is at the Bear Track Gold property. This drilling happened underneath the known resource. Can you take us through what the Revival story means to you? Any interest here?
Well, the Bear Track project is a former open pit mine where the oxides were exploited. It was shut down and reclaimed. And what the company Revival Gold is looking at is the sulfide potential. And these results that they were getting, you know, in that sort of 1.3 to 2 gram per ton range. And it's a fairly deep sort of from, you know, 400 meters to 600 meter depth. So ultimately these would have to be an underground mine, but it's a fairly good width so you could get a sizable underground mining operation. And it's part of this whole trend of, the oxides, they're easy to heap leach and process. They're at surface. You drill them off, you mine them and reclaim them. Might be tough to, expand the pit walls and then by using a lower cutoff grade and redevelop it could be a tough slog in Idaho. But developing a smaller footprint underground mine as a result of chasing the system deeper down and demonstrating that there are higher grade resources at depth, this is a story that can balance the more tiresome optionality thing where one day gold's going to go to the moon without there being an accompanying rise in mining costs. It's just the idea of finding something bigger and better at depth of an older system that was sort of mined out and abandoned. That's the key here.
Hey, it's a trend that we have seen in the sector is going back into some of these old properties and taking another look at them, not just at where the mining happened, but also around that area. We've seen some nice takeover offers and some companies actually create some liquidity events. So not the worst strategy. I've actually been to that revival property, and it's very interesting. I'm encouraged by these initial drill results, and these are just the initial three holes from a much larger program. Another company that I do want to touch on is New Legacy Gold. I chatted with them last week to talk about another discovery, or at least a step-out drill result that yielded 16.9 grams per ton over 8.7 meters. The stock didn't move as much as I know some shareholders would have liked, but what was your takeaway from this relook, a New Legacy going back into a slightly different area than where they had been drilling in the past number of years, and now starting to hit some better grade over some decent widths?
Well, New Legacy's flagship project is the Red Hill. It's in Nevada. It's in the so-called Cortez Trend. It's to the southeast of Gold Rush, which is southeast of Cortez Hills, which is southeast of the pipeline system. It is currently a spec value hunter recommendation of mine, but things seem to have died down at the end of last year. At the beginning of last year, they had some big IP anomalies beneath the iceberg system, and there was I had high hopes that when they drilled deep, they would find gold-enriched sulfide feeder systems for the lower grade oxides at the surface of the north and central iceberg zones. But it turned out that the anomaly was created by something else, and they had the Serena zone that they were chasing, and also the Avocado IP anomaly, and that's out in the desert flats a couple kilometers to the north of the iceberg zone under several hundred meters of alluvial gravel, and they poked a few holes in there, got some of the Carlin-type pathfinders, got a little bit of gold, but really didn't hit into a big system. So at the start of this year, it seemed like the company was retreating to, okay, let's drill off this 0.8 to 0.9 gram per ton oxide iceberg system and sort of see if we can put together 1 million ounces in a resource estimate and then pray that gold's going to go to $2,000 and make this a no-brainer to develop. But in the past year, a bunch of former Barrick people like Ed Cope have joined the company, and the latest results, they indicate a shift in thinking. It's not so much the iceberg zone itself. They're now seeing they're reinterpreting what controls the Serena zone, and it is Carlin-type mineralization. They got high-grade values, and so now they're going to go back in there, and it's back to being an exploration play. And they did drill a couple holes into what they call the gap area, which is between the Avocado anomaly and the iceberg zone. This is like drilling through the gravel cover, the blind drilling. And they didn't get anything better than anomalous gold and alteration, but they do have a better idea of where the controlling system is. And they think that if the Avocado system exists as an enriched gold system, perhaps comparable to the Gold Russia system, it'll be farther to the west than they had been thinking. So the stock, you know, they did a recent $2.5 million financing to top up the treasury, and it's become alive again from being back into like a proper discovery exploration story rather than just an optionality that's deliver some low-grade gold resource that might be worth mining sometime in the future.
Which, again, that whole exploration side, that seems to be one of the only things that the market really cares about right now, and that's one thing that we try to cover. Obviously, there is no guarantee for exploration success, but you can align yourselves and be paying attention to those companies that seem to be hitting on something and have some solid targets to go on, all with a goal, of course, when you buy these companies, to see some sort of a liquidity event. Most shareholders, including myself, would like to see some sort of buyout, takeover, and that's something that we are seeing a trickle into the market. However, they tend to be even bigger deals. We're seeing Zijin offer Nevsun here about $1.4 billion in U.S. This offer came down this week. What do you have to say about now this new offer that came in from Zijin, but then the overall trend too of what seems to be bigger takeovers for the sector?
Well, we've got the whole range. For example, the shareholders of Peregrine approved a $110 million or so takeover of Peregrine Diamonds in the Chidliak project by De Beers, and that's at the low end. We've got the mid-range at Dalradian, basically being privatized by a private equity group for about $500 million. We had Arizona Mining being taken out by South 32 for $2.1 billion Canadian, and now we have for $1.8 billion Canadian, we have Nevsun being taken out by a Chinese company. We haven't really seen any significant recycling of these profits in this sector, but they are on the sidelines waiting for some sort of signal that it's game on again for the resource sector. And obviously these other parties are seeing good value in the prices that they have to pay. And, you know, $1.8 billion, you know, Nevsun is a mining company, not just an exploration play the way the Hermosa Taylor project was. And they do have the Serbian deep high-grade potential. But it is a good sign of capital flowing into the system.
Yeah, I really hope that some of these stories hold. Well, I hope that all of these stories hold, but again, exploration can be a tough game. Right now, though, some bright lights for this otherwise depressed sector. John, I do appreciate you taking some time breaking down some of the stories that have caught our eye. In the meantime, John, I hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you in another couple weeks.
It's been a pleasure, Corey, and I look forward to the next session.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Continuing on with the theme of looking at resource companies, now we're actually going to go to a resource company that I even discussed with John Kaiser in the last segment that released some news this week that I want to get a little more color on. I am chatting with Revival Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RVG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RVLGF. Chatting with Hugh Agro, the president and CEO. And Hugh, again, following up on these drill results that came out on Wednesday, says Revival Gold intersects 1.38 grams per ton over 105 meters and 1.89 grams per ton over 70 meters. These were the first three holes in a larger 8,000-meter drill program. Lend a little color to the significance of these good grades over some very nice widths.
Great to be with you, Corey, and thank you for highlighting these holes. This is an important start to the program at Bear Track this year. As you point out, we've got 8,000 meters of drilling underway with two drill rigs. These are the first three holes of what will probably be a 15 to 17 hole program. And the target was to expand the resource at Bear Track, the 2 million ounce resource at Bear Track, which is about 1.2 million of indicated and a further 800,000 ounces of inferred. And we do that by drilling from the known resource out. And that's what we've done with these holes at the base of the south pit zone area. And we're really excited about the length and significant grades of the intercepts at about 2 to 3 times cutoff grade and about 50 to 130 meters from the existing conceptual pit at Bear Track.
Okay, so these results, as you said, are outside of the already known resource area and below the pit design, the current pit design. A question that came in is, if you can prove continuity at depth, how does this impact the overall pit design?
So this will expand the pit clearly, both laterally to the north, to the south, and at depth. And that, of course, will capture more ounces for our mining plan. And this is exactly what we want to be doing here with this expansion, resource expansion drilling.
So these grades that are 2 to 3 times the cutoff grade, obviously these should be incorporated very nicely into an updated resource whenever that does happen. But how does that potentially even change the way you look at this project by finding higher grades, again, over some great widths, deeper down below the resource?
So the future mine plan will depend on two things. One is a critical mass of gold, and two is the location of that gold for optimization and in a cash flow model. So we're working to achieve success on both those fronts with this expansion drill program. The program will carry on beyond the south pit zone area, to the north pit zone area, to the Ward's Gulch area, and then south into a new area in the Joss zone. And all of this drilling is targeted at building ounces and building the cash flow equation for a potential mine development at Bear Track. And that all of course, builds value.
Okay, now one thing that I think investors need to understand is that when you release that first resource, it was very much de-risked in the aspect that you had a lot of historic data to go on, and that's what's leading into the drilling of this year being more expansion and discovery, further discovery drilling, because you don't need to spend that money or that time doing a lot of infill work to bring up the confidence of that resource. Can you explain to us how having all that old data helps you with this drill program and really the overall focus of growing this resource?
About two-thirds of our current resource of 2 million ounces is in the indicated category, which, as you point out, is a higher quality category of resource. We're targeting to bring inferred ounces in so we can get a sense of the scope of this deposit in its entirety. We have time to do that, but we want to build ounces as opposed to just infill drill and build confidence on our ounces. So this drilling is targeted on approximately 200-foot centers, about 60-meter centers, which is the approximate distance between drill holes for the inferred category and this deposit. We have a very efficient deposit to work with. It doesn't require a lot of drilling to add ounces, and once we've done that, we'll get confidence around the scope of the deposit, and then we'll start coming back in to do infill drilling, and that of course just brings value to light faster, and it allows some of the bigger players in our universe, both institutional investors, corporate investors, and others, to see that we at Bear Track Arnett have a project of real scale and scope. Remember, this is a project area that is where there's been discoveries and or production to date of greater than 3.5 million ounces. It's a big gold system. We've got 5 kilometers of strike. It continues to be open at depth, continues to be open to the southwest. And our land position, which we increased in the summer period, has just continued to expand the potential for us to add ounces in time and with this program, in fact.
Now, you talked about the majors and big institutions, those companies that would come into a company like yours, take it over, and advance the project into actually mining the resource. How important is it, in your eyes and with your well-known history in the resource sector, to have these inferred and indicated, the balance between this, having more indicated ounces in a resource and then still have this exploration upside? I know you can't share all the conversations with us, but how does that help get the door open?
Yeah, it's a great point. Everybody is trying to do as much as they can with as little manpower as they can in these big companies and in these big institutional investors. So the bigger your project, the more bang you bring for their buck. And so we're working to make this a tier one asset for in a tier one geography for tier one investors. And that just gives our current investor base, which is comprised of some pretty good institutions, but also some more speculative retail investors, a chance to really have a big win with the smart money from some of these bigger institutions coming in at a later date. And so we're building value with the dollars we have. We got $4.7 million in the bank at the end of June, and I expect that by the time we have to come back to the market, we'll be in a really solid shape here with the drill program at BearTrack delivering value even with these first three drill holes.
Now, can you share with us how long that 4.7 gives you in terms of run room with this current program underway, please?
Yeah, we're good to complete this year's programs, and we've got some runway getting into 2019. We'll be looking at our options here over the next quarter or two. We do have a number of interested parties. We've got the backing of Orion Mine Finance, and depending how market conditions are, we'll proceed accordingly. But the great thing about this project is we don't have a heavy burn. We're delivering quality results, and our shareholders are very supportive. So in a tight capital structure company like ours, all we need is a whiff of a better market, and I would expect we'll be really performing out there with these kind of results and with the backing and the capital structure Rival Gold has. The downside's extremely limited, and the upside is exciting.
So you mentioned one thing that I just want to quickly touch on, and that is that tight capital structure. There's only 42 million shares outstanding of this company with, as you said, almost 5 million in the bank, this drill program underway. This is also another aspect that I think investors really need to pay attention to, share structure. Some companies have blown out their share structure. You've managed to keep it tight. How have you done that?
Well, we just spend our dollars efficiently, Corey. There's no rocket science behind it. And goes from everything from G&A spend, which I would say is a pretty modest level of about $1.3 million a year, to our drill spend and what we get out of those drill holes, to the fact that we're at a brownfield site that allows us to act efficiently, and extending to our people, of course, who are owners in their own right, and alongside shareholders for return to equity as opposed to return for service dollars or employment salary. This is a team really focused on value.
All right, Hugh, appreciate the update from Rival Gold. I hope you all got a good idea of some of the companies, some of the news events that have happened over the last couple weeks that I think warrant your attention. And it's not just me. It also includes Adrian Day, John Kaiser, and some of the other newsletter writers and analysts that I chat with on a very regular basis. Everybody, have a great rest of your week. Keep the emails coming, and I will be back with everybody Monday morning.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.